From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is now implementing new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. U.S. consular officials will proceed with the visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. This follows the U.S. High Court's partially reinstating an executive order by President Trump limiting travel. NATO allies have agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, and U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the alliance has filled nearly three-fourths of the gaps and requirements for their mission in Afghanistan. Reporters asked Mattis for his thoughts on the Afghan war.
You never step in the same stream twice. By that, I mean what the war was doing 15 years ago is not what it's doing today. Looking back on it, it's pretty much a consensus that we may have pulled our troops out too rapidly, reduced the numbers a little too rapidly. But the difference today is that the Afghan army is actually able to carry the fight, and they've been carrying the fight for some time now.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said 15 nations have already pledged additional contributions to the NATO mission to Afghanistan, and further announcements from other nations are expected. Japanese court has begun a trial of three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company, operator of the Fukushima nuclear plant, on charges of professional negligence resulting in death and injury. The charges against the executives are linked to the deaths of 40 hospital patients who were evacuated from the Fukushima area and later died. This is VOA News. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog Group has confirmed that sarin nerve gas was used in a deadly attack in Syria. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a statement Friday its fact-finding mission had found that sarin was used early this year in the deadly attack in the Syrian Arab Republic. A joint United Nations and OPCW investigation will now determine who was responsible for the attack that killed at least 87 people, including women and children. The European Union has pledged to support Italy as it continues to admit thousands of migrants who are crossing every day from North Africa across the Mediterranean. Italy has threatened to shut its ports to foreign registered boats carrying migrants. So far this year, nearly 80,000 people have made the journey and more than 2,000 have died. We get more on the story from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Most of the tens of thousands of people plucked from the Mediterranean this week have been taken to ports on the Italian coast. They are severely dehydrated, usually malnourished, and suffering from infections and skin diseases. Marcella Cray of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the group's rescue ship, Aquarius, as it disembarked over 1,000 migrants at the Italian port of Corigliano Calabro.
We also see the results of people actually being physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, tortured.
Italy's representative to the European Union has warned the situation is unsustainable and threatened to stop vessels of other countries from bringing migrants to its ports. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of the Islamic State announced a self-declared caliphate. A spokesman for the U.S. military operation against the Islamic State said the Iraqi military liberated the mosque, furthering the Iraqi military's push into Mosul's old city. The United States blacklisted a small Chinese bank, accusing it of laundering money to boost North Korea's nuclear weapons development. The U.S. and much of the world has condemned North Korea's repeated violations of United Nations etiquettes to halt all its missiles and nuclear weapons testing. But renewed sanctions have failed to stop Pyongyang's weapons development. The announcement came hours before President Trump was set to meet new South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula and the threat that North Korea poses. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.